Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. From the magical island of Joppa, Dragon D and the Fireman, another different creation of acclaimed Christian writer Joseph Padilla, a children's book that will leave good moral values for everyone. This children's story focuses on a green dragon named Dragon D, who lives on a magical island, wants to find a job to help him purchase healthy food to eat. He finds a job as a fireman and comes to learn characteristics about himself that he didn't know he had. Joseph was born in the small coal mining town of Madrid, New Mexico, where he lived until age 10. In 1941, he and his family relocated to Richmond, California. After graduating high school, he fell in love and married his late wife, Alta, for 52 years. After serving in the Army overseas during the Korean War, he returned to his wife to start a family. Joseph has had many jobs, retiring as a mechanic for 25 years for the Bay Area Rapid Transit System. Joseph enjoys many artistic hobbies, including oil painting, playing steel guitar, and storytelling. We welcome back to This Week in America, Joseph Padilla, author of a number of highly praised books, his latest, The Book from the Magical Island of Joppa, Dragon D and the Fireman. Joseph, welcome back to the program. A pleasure to have you with us once again.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate it.
So many books that we've talked about on the program, and you'll find those in our archive, and you can watch the video, you can listen to our past interviews with Joseph. The book we're talking about today is the children's book from the magical island of Joppa, Dragon D, and the Fireman. Joseph, you've done so well in writing Christian books. You've touched many lives with that. This is a departure in a sense, and we'll talk about that as we go through the conversation. Where did this idea come from to do a book about Dragon D and a book that was a children's book? Where did this come from?
Well, I was working for the Bay Area Rapid Transit, and we had an annual gathering. The three shops would get together and have a big party. So I was working down there, and I got a call from the office. The supervisor wanted to talk to me and said, Joseph, they call me Joe back then. I said, Joe, says, I want you to do something for us at the family gathering. I want you to, well, more said babysit with the children. And I want you to entertain the children. It says, and I looked at her and she decided I was the one that could do it. So I kind of agreed with it. It says, I will give you half a day off. You go sit in the car and think it over, see what you're going to do. So I went and sat down, and I was thinking, the first thing came to me, well, children, they like fairy tales, they like stories about dogs, cats, and all those. Already. And then I thought to myself, what about a dragon? She told me, and I went, I took the half a day off, I went and sat in the car and thinking it over, what kind of story to give it? And I came up with a dragon, and I said, well, dragon's a big, beastie animal, you know, huge. And I said, well, I'll create a dragon. And I said, well, what can I do? What can I name him? And I went through the A, B, C, D. Oh, that was it. Dragon D and the Fireman. Or I came up with the story. Dragon D with a story. Name, Dragon D. So I named him Dragon D. And so we went on to the family gathering there, you know. And then, of course, I had to come up with something. And let me show you in a minute what I did. If I can get the shirt open. And I came up with this.
Oh, I love that. If you're listening and not watching the video, check out the video on YouTube. We got actually the T-shirt with Dragon D on it.
Yeah, the BART train. He was working for. I created it for the BART.
Oh, yes, right? Yes.
So after we went over there, I decided, well, I got to do one for the children. So I came up with this one. Can you see it?
Oh, I love that. Yeah, the illustrations are great on those T-shirts. You've got to take those to market. Sell those on Amazon.
Well, I don't know. I created them. And so I went with the children telling them the story of Dragon D. And like I've got the story here. I don't know how much time we have. I don't know if I... Well, I can tell you parts of the story.
Well, do that, because I love the touch that you have, and it's not just a story that's entertaining for the children. There's a lesson in there as well, and for the parents as well. Give us some of the highlights of Dragon D.
Let me turn the camera down a little bit so you can see the book.
There we go. Yeah, it looks good.
Okay. One day he was eating his breakfast, and a thought came to him. He was tired of eating grass all the time, and He said, well, if I can get a job, I can buy vegetables and fruits, you know. So he decided, well, anyway, he looked up at the clock. It was time to go for his morning walk. He went for the morning walk, and that's when he came up to this building, red building. He looked inside and saw a big red truck. And he looked up on top, said, firehouse number one. And it's up below on the glass, said, wanted firemen. Oh, boy, said Dragon, fire they want, fire I can give them. So he goes in. He goes in and talks to the fire chief. And the fire says, well, have you ever put out any fires? And I can say, well, yeah, no. It says, but I started many of them to do marshmallows. And I would stuff the fire with my feet. So that when a fire chief finally was convinced that he was the one he's going to hire. So he hired him. He told me, come in tomorrow at 6 in the morning. So next day, Dragon D comes in and they had a fitting for that clothes that to fit him, you know, so they went through a lot. He was a big animal, so they finally got something that would fit a little bit tight, but it fit okay. And one day they were all gathered downstairs, you know, they had just finished cleaning the shop and all that, and the fire bell went out, the alarm went out, and fire, and Dragon was very proud because it was his first fire that he was going to help somebody. So it goes on, and then everybody climbed in the fire truck, okay, and then came this part. Dragon, he was standing inside the fire truck, and the fireman come up, the fire chief comes up and says, well, get in. And Dragon says, I can't. And why not? My feet are too large. What? The fire chief? Then you are fired. So he fired Dragon D. And he's Dragon stood there watching the truck as they went without him. He went back to the firehouse to pick up his belongings. Okay. And then on his way home, he heard a lady yelling, and when and looked up, and Mrs. Squirrel, which is a school teacher with the children surrounded by fire.
Oh, yes.
So he yells up to the fireman to help put the fire. But when they got there, the hoses were too short; they couldn't reach. So Brian says, "What to do?" He came up with an idea. Okay, he jumped over the fence. And went to where the children were, and he made a trail all the way down there. And they tell him, follow me. The children started to follow him, but the trail was way too small, the fire way too hot. And Dragon D said, what am I going to do? So he goes back and tells the children that he will carry them on their back. And he was just a regular small, So he sat on the floor, and he started to inhale and became large, twice the size he was, carried the children to safety. And of course, the last bunch was with Miss Squirrel at the end of his tail. And at that time, he started to go home. And six of the big giant kids that were going to school picked him up, and they were going to take him to see Mayor Hawk, who was just the mayor of the house. And him and his little girl were waiting for Dragon D and them to come to. He was going to present him with the key of the city. So the mayor stood there, and he called fire chief to come over. And that fire chief was supposed to send the represent the key to Dragon D.
Yep, yes.
And he stood there scratching his head. He had fired, and it says, "What am I going to do?" So he decided to give a confession. He says, "Well, I'm sorry to say, but I fired Dragon D this morning." And of course, the crowd went, "What?" And so there's nothing he can't. He's a good fireman. He can do it, but his feet are too large. He doesn't fit in the fire truck. So out of the crowd came Mr. Mole, and he said, "Mayor Hogg, I have an idea. We can, you know." So he said, "I will build a trailer that can be hooked to the back of the fire truck, and my friend Harry Moose to paint it red." So they did, and of course, Dragon D got on it, thinking about what it was like. And of course, he got the job, and I guess he lived happily evermore. And after that, I decided to. At that time, rap was the thing the kids were into, you know.
Oh,
and
yes. Says,
what if I make a little rap song? And would you like me to recite?
Oh,
it?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, and now, kids, it's time to have a good time doing the DD rap. And he goes, "Gather little children all around me. It's time you heard the story about Dragon D. His eyes are blue, his body is green, his feet are bigger than he ever seen. Ooh, ooh, say it again. Ooh, ooh, say that again. I said, his eyes are blue and you know the rest, so let's go on with this little quest. Ikabakasudo Kokorika Bakabi, who's this cat called Dragon D? Took a job as a fireman, couldn't get his feet in the fire van. When you get hired, you can also get fired, and that's so happened to our big green squad. It could happen to you, it could happen to me, this time it happened to Dragon D. The school's on fire, the kids are trapped, make this dragon feel ooh so sad. He looked at his feet, he scratched his head, those big feet, that's all he had. The hoses are short, the smoke is cut, but I'll make a trail to get them back. Yes, yes, we agree, we are with you, Dragon D. Thump, 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 when his big green feet, he made a trail through the burning wheat, but the trail he made was way too small, it wasn't even big at all. Rap, 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 said Dragon D, you little children can follow me, but the flames were high, they couldn't go, so Dragon D put on a show. What did he do? What did he do? What did Dragon D do? He huffed and he puffed and made himself huge and carried the children to a safe refuge. The mayor and the people were also glad the big green dragon had brought them back. Fire chief, well, he felt so bad for he had fired that cool, cool cat. I'm not ashamed what I had to do, but I'll build a trail that'll carry you. It was painted red, the wheels were chrome, Dragon D fell right at home. What did he say? What did he say? What did Fire Chief say? I said it was red and it has some chrome and fire, and Dragon D fell right at home. The story is true, as you can see, our hero is my Dragon D. Happy, happy was this day when Dragon D had this to say. Now, let me show you a little something. I'm going to turn this over so you can see. Can you see my friends there?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I love that.
I created that for the children, you know, to see. And all this idea came to me. And I'm kind of proud of the book. I've never pushed it because,
well,
you know, I don't.
You should be. I mean, you've got so much going with this story here. And so much of this is, you're missing the point if you're not seeing the video. Go to YouTube and put Joseph Padilla in. It's P-A-D-I-L-L-A, or put in This Week in America, Joe Padilla. Or just go to our website, click on the videos icon there, and that will take you to YouTube, and you'll be able to see all of this in the Grandmaster Joseph. I didn't understand you. You were a rapper. I love that. I mean, you've got all the elements. I mean, you touch the kids on so many levels. You've got three things that you're doing there. The story, which is really a cute story that's got morals. And let's talk about that. I mentioned in the beginning that, you know, the dragon finds out that he's got characteristics he didn't know he had. He finds out something about himself. That's really important for a young person, isn't it, to understand you can be whatever you want to be.
That's right. Children are very creative. And like I said, at that time, the rap scenes were going, and that's when I decided to do it. I had fun with the kids because I had it on the screen, right? And they were trying to follow in.
Oh, we laughed
all the way. We left all the way through it. And, so it came up to be a great day, and that's how I came out with Dragon D and the Fireman.
Well, I hope you got more than a half day off. That should have been like maybe an extra week's vacation on that. The job you didn't just go in and tell a story to the kids. Here comes Uncle Joe with the story. You really spent some time on this. You've got so many elements here. Let's talk about it in the book and in the graphics you used that day. You did the illustrations on this as well. I didn't realize you were a talented artist and illustrator.
Well, I've done a little bit, you know. Like I said, I don't brag on myself, so I don't put none of my stuff out. I got oil paintings that I've made. My children are the ones that end up with them. My two girls, they got some of my better pictures and all that. I just do it for entertainment.
Well, it's very entertaining, and it really resonates so well with the kids. And, you know, the rap thing, you really, it wasn't just a few lines. You did a whole rap thing there, and that's part of the book as well. The book is From the Magical Island of Joppa, Dragon D and the Fireman by Joseph Padilla. That's P-A-D-I-L-A. If you go to his website, you'll get all the information, josephnpadillabooks.com. We've got that on our website, and you'll see a copy of the picture, the book up on the screen, and Joseph is holding it as well. In reading reviews, parents like this because it teaches a great lesson, and I think it lets them share a moment with the children and share some of these moral values, isn't it? I mean, this isn't just for kids anymore, is it?
Well, what the trouble that I had when I was a kid, you know, we had Popeye, we had Mickey Mouse, we had little characters, you know, and today it's all outer space, and I'm thinking they should go back to a children's style of, you know, artistry, you know. So I created Dragon Day and the Fireman more like the old comic books used to be, the old kids' stories. Today, all the stories are about people, the kids going to outer space and all that. And they have forgotten what it's like to be a child by looking at cartoons that kids love so well. And that's where I came up with the idea, hoping that I could get the children back to some of the, you know, characteristics of the artwork, you know. That.
Well, yeah, there's it's a great story and beautifully illustrated, and morals in the story, so it's not just a random wandering story. There's a point to everything, and you do a wonderful job of leading everybody through the story. The wrap is there at the end. So many said this is a great character. This is almost a franchise that you've created with Dragon D and all that you could develop. Are you working on any more books with him?
No, I haven't, because I've been with my Christian books. I don't know. I don't know if the book will go or not. I'd like to make another copy about Dragon D again, maybe going on a cruise or something. I've had it in mind, but I haven't really put it down to work on it.
Well, I hope you do, and the book is certainly worth looking into and buying, and there's always a child's birthday coming up or a holiday to celebrate. It's a great idea. It's colorful. It's well-written. There is a moral to the story as well. The story moves along. It will hold the attention of the child. Great for the child to read. The child can read to you, or you can read it with the child. Joseph Padilla, and that's P-A-D-I-L-L-A. The book available wherever books are sold, Amazon, urlinkpublishing.com. And Joseph's website, josephnpadillabooks.com. We'll have all those links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Time always goes by quickly. Got a couple minutes left on the program. Let's talk about what you're working on now. The Christian books are doing quite well. The highly acclaimed books, a number of books, and you'll see all of those listed at Amazon and at Joseph's website. What are you working on now? Do you have a current book that you're working on?
No, I've been thinking of, I don't know. I'm still, they got me so confused, you know, book companies, you know. They're talking about making a movie, Adventure of the Long Walk and Cecilia the Crucifer, and they keep telling me that they're working on it, but it's awful hard to get, you know, so many people out there with good stories. But I have the Christian gender, and I hope someday that at least one of my stories would come into the film, you know, to express what I feel about, well, you know, the world is going kind of sad, and, you know, everybody. And a lot of people are turning to the Christian side of the world. Well, my books, I wrote them. The stories came to me. Like I said, God is the author, and I'm secretary. I write down everything. I love that. I came up with that idea. I've told you before. And that's it. God gives me the stories. I write them down, and I come into the book form. But right now, I've been getting calls and more calls. Oh, every book company and stuff, but none of them has really matured yet, but I'm sure it will in time.
Well, I think it will, because these stories are really worthy of reading, of being a book, which they are, but being a movie, a TV special, that type of thing. Adventure the Long Walk, we've talked about that in the program, and again, that's in our archives. Cecilio, the Crucifier, the Nail, this book, Dragon D, Aura, A Child of God, My Vision, A Journey Through Biblical Truth, The Last Padilla Standing, which is Joseph's story with remarkable memory of you're in a high chair, and you can remember eating hot foods for the first of the hot chilies there for the first time. A remarkable story and memory and what Joseph has been through all of his lives. And again, all of the books you'll find at josephnpadillabooks.com, and you can link on directly with that. Joseph, it's always a pleasure having you on the program. I love what you've done with the book and the Dragon D character. You're touching lives with the religious series that you've been working on. We'll stay in touch, hopefully do this again. Thank you for sharing. I love that. I love the Dragon D t-shirt. I love the characters you've got behind you, the book, the illustrations in the book, and the special edition with the rep that's in it as well. Joseph, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you for joining us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. I enjoy talking with you.
It is always a pleasure, and look forward to doing again. Joseph Padilla, P-A-D-I-L-L-A. His website is josephnpadillabooks.com. The book's available wherever books are sold. urlinkpublishing.com, for example. I thank them for arranging our interview again today. Amazon, all of the usual places. This book is what we've been talking about, From the Magical Island of Jopa, Dragon D and the Fireman by Joseph Padilla. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.